From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, former Catholic priest Paul Shanley, a central figure in the clergy sex abuse scandal in the Boston Archdiocese, was convicted on 4 charges of child rape and indecent assault and battery.
What say you, Mr. Foreman? Is the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
So say you, Mr. Foreman?
Yes.
So say all members of this panel.
Yes. Yes.
The jury found Shanley guilty of repeatedly molesting a young boy in church in the 1980s. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following the trial and joins us now from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Tovia, what happened in the courtroom when the jury read that verdict?
Well, there was no reaction from Paul Shanley himself. He stood motionless, no expression that I could see, as he was most of the trial. The victim in this case was very emotional, rocking back and forth. He both smiled and sobbed out loud when the first guilty verdict was read, and he kept sobbing for 3 more guilty verdicts. When Shanley was led out of the courtroom, the victim said that he only wished he could see him put in handcuffs. I think a lot of victims who came here to watch today felt the same way. They say they were elated to see this guilty verdict. On some level, surprised. Many said they never would have believed it. One said, "I always thought that he would always get away with it because he had all these people protecting him." One said that she thought it would begin to heal the wounds in Boston, you know, because Shanley was so notorious. He was kind of representative to many alleged victims of the priests who abused them, but were never charged because of statutes of limitations. And as one survivor put it to me, we just had to count on this case for justice because ours couldn't be brought to court. So there was a huge sense of vindication.
And on the defense, any reaction there?
Again, not from Shanley himself. There was a quick statement from his niece. She cried after Shanley was taken away out of the courtroom. She said, "There's no winners here today." She also said, "We're no closer to finding out the truth of this scandal or why it happened," but declined to elaborate on that. Shanley's defense attorney also made a quick statement on his way out. He said, only, "I wish I could say I was surprised by this." And all along, the defense has said that they believed it was impossible to get an impartial jury here. There have been headlines about Paul Shanley and allegations that he abused many, many others for years. The lawyers for Shanley said from the start that if he were convicted, it would be because of that. They always said that if this were, you know, Paul Smith instead of Paul Shanley, he'd have been acquitted in no time, they said.
And the jurors, have they talked at all about how they reached their decision?
They have not. They had the choice. They chose not to. They took about 17 hours over 3 days to come to their verdict. We don't really know much about their deliberations, but have to surmise that ultimately they believed the accuser over the accused priest. So this wasn't a terribly complicated case. There wasn't a lot of evidence. It just came down to whether they thought this accuser was credible. And, you know, he made a compelling witness. He often broke down on the stand, sometimes unable to get the words out as he testified about the abuse. The defense accused him of concocting the allegations so that in order to get a $500,000 settlement from the church. But in the end, it seems that 12 jurors believed him and sided with him and believed his story.
Now that Paul Shanley has been convicted on all 4 charges, when will he be sentenced?
That comes next week. He's facing up to life in prison. There'll be victim impact statements next week and then sentencing on Tuesday. The judge does have broad discretion here, and I think that that will come into play in sentencing. If you remember just a few years ago, another ex-priest, John Gagan, who was accused by hundreds of alleged victims, but he was charged only with 1 single count of assault and battery for patting a child on the behind, on the rear end at a swimming pool. He was sentenced to 9 to 10 years in prison for that. Ultimately, he ended up getting killed in prison. But in terms of the sentence, it doesn't seem to bode very well for Paul Shanley.
Thank you, Tovia.
Thank you.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Cambridge, Massachusetts.